Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much for coming on board with us today as we face the issues. I pray that you do that daily and that you invite others to tune in. I encourage you to listen carefully to this broadcast today. It is a very pivotal, poignant, powerful understanding of where we're going in the world system that will lead to an ultimate dictatorship control global governance by the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. We're talking about today cryptocurrency and prophecy. Cryptocurrency and prophecy. Perhaps you've not heard the term cryptocurrency. You've heard the term Bitcoin. That is a cryptocurrency. That is online electronic money. No greenbacks in your pocket. No coins in your pocket. Simply everything is electronic, online. How will that play into the final days, the eschatological picture that God gives us in his word? We're going to talk about the day. It's urgent for us to understand the fast track that we're on for the setting of the stage, for the ultimate stepping on the scenes of the one that the Bible refers to as the lawless one. The Antichrist is called the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one, the little horn of Daniel, the beast, the dragon, that old serpent, the devil and Satan, the Antichrist. We're going to talk about how the stage is being set today and how the Biden administration is putting it on steroids, the fast track for where we will ultimately be. But let me just simply give a little footnote to that statement. As Christians, we ought to be excited. We ought to be thrilled as we watch the Word of God, the prophetic eschatological text in the Word of God, literally leaping off the pages of the Bible and coming into fruition. God said it. That settles it, whether we understand it or not, or whether we believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen. God's Word is on the fast track of being fulfilled today. And it just may be that God has put Joe Biden in office or allowed him to steal the election in order to wrap up this old universe based on the Word of God. I don't know the mind of God. I don't understand what, when, why, where, all that he's doing. But as we read the Bible, we understand a little more clearly the trajectory, the direction that America and the world is headed in. And I say it in this fashion. It's as though we're on a jumbo 777, full throttle ahead. That's where we are today. When we look at the Word of God and what the Scripture says will take place. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not based on political ideological bent. We face the issues not based on denominational dogma. As we face the issues, we base the authority in the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's in John 8:31 and 32 that Jesus says to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, he points us to the Word of God. He says, "Thy word is truth," in John 17:17. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me calm your urgent feelings of that which is ominous before us, and simply say the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, tells us what God is doing. As the old cliche and yet the reality goes, we know the end of the story. We've read the book. We've read the end of the book. We know who wins in the end. But in the interim, we're still in the world. Our ultimate home is glory. We are citizens, heavenly citizens, passing through this old world. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to know what's happening. We need to know how to respond. We need to recognize and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there are dark days before us. As Joe Biden calls it, the dark winter that's before us. We need to understand that. And the only way we can is handling the truth book appropriately. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're faced with those fiery darts of the wicked one, as I call it today, coming out of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, and the entourage of those that he has placed in positions of power and authority over the nation that are simply, biblically speaking, unworthy to be in those positions. Yet they're there. And we have already seen his signing of approximately 36 executive orders just in the first 2 or 3 days in office. So, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that we're on the fast track for the unfurling, the unveiling, and the fulfilling of God's word. So, therefore, we need to stick to the truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. So I challenge us with that daily, that it should be seeking the truth. You don't find that on the Communist Network News. You won't find that on the majority of the television channels or outlets of media. The media, by the way, has got the lowest rating it's had in the history of news media as a result of the fake, phony, false news wanting to cause all listeners to believe a lie. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to seek the truth, love the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. That's what this program is about daily, is defending the truth of what is really happening, not layered by the cotton candy approach that is taken by the false news, but simply what do we see really happening, and how does it plug into the eschatological prophetic word of God? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands for homeowners like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a full staff, ladies and gentlemen, knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about landscape equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, the home of Tools for Time. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find that. There's a gigantic flag, U.S. flag flowing. It's on a 165-foot pole right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you have already heard of some of the communication and conversation about the subject we'll talk about today. Most are ignorant of the subject. Most know just enough to be dangerous with the subject. Most realize that it's coming, but have the philosophy and the feeling that it's doom and gloom. But I look at it on the basis that it's the fulfillment of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. During the point, any point in time during the course of this broadcast, feel free to dial that number. Jump in the dialogue and the discussion. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the subject matter. Ladies and gentlemen, Christians, as Christians today, we're living in the most difficult, dangerous, dark days, I believe, in American history. But we are the most blessed in the history of the church. Now, why do I say that? Because we're witnessing God's prophetic calendar being unveiled. We're witnessing the prophetic hand of God. We're witnessing what God says is going to take place. I don't know about you, but I get excited about seeing the news day and night. I enjoy watching news. I don't get doom and gloom as a result of watching the news. It is a challenge to me. It is an encouragement to me because I see in the news with all that's happening around the globe, and especially as we watch what's happening in America, as we watch the theft of the election, as Ken Timmerman calls it, the election heist, as we watch that take place, it wasn't a fluke in God's eyes. It wasn't something that took God by surprise. It wasn't something that took God aback in some fashion. It's not. I'm not saying that it was good, not saying that it was right, not saying that it was something that was horrific for the nation of America, but I am saying that it didn't take God by surprise. But I believe we're blessed of all people as Christians today because we're witnessing what God is doing, what God has said would take place. And according to Revelation chapter 13, 1 through 18, the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. Let me just give you an overview, and at your leisure, I encourage you to open your Bibles and read Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. Then read Daniel chapter 11, verses 41 through 44. Then read Daniel chapter 8, verse 23. And we can see across the spectrum of prophetic text what the Antichrist will do when he steps on the scene. And ladies and gentlemen, according to Revelation 13, 1 through 18, the Antichrist will step on the scene. According to Daniel chapter 7, he'll not come by force. That's found also in the Revelation text as the seals are open. And on the white horse, one that rides in with the bow but has no arrows, it's the Antichrist stepping on the scene with a sign of peace, an indication that peace is at hand. But literally will be the one that will bring about the global governance that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and George Bush in the past, and Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush, et cetera, the past 100 years approximately, there's been a force behind it. And that's a demonic force guiding and directing leaders around the world to want to see a global governance, a one world order. And ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for that today. And that's looking at the prophetic hand of God. But in the 13th chapter of the book of the Revelation, the Antichrist will step on the scene, verses 1 and 2. Verse 2 and 3, we see the Antichrist will be slain with a mortal wound. We see, according to the scripture in chapter 13, verse 13 and following, it will be the false prophet, that is the false spiritual leader. Could very well be one like the Pope today. Don't you go away saying that I said it was the Pope. One like that will be the false prophet that will raise the Antichrist to life. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason it's so dangerous today to see some of the false prophetic churches today that claim to have the power and the authority to do all kinds of signs, miracles, and wonders, and even to the point of raising the dead. We're setting the stage and getting the desensitization of the spiritual-minded person to believe that somehow, some way, that that's of God. But ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will be raised from the dead by the hand of the false prophet under the power of demons, according to the scripture in Revelation 13, verse 3, 4, and 5. We find that he will be healed, and as a result of that, the whole world, the scripture says, will be in awe and follow after him, will follow after the Antichrist. The false prophet will be able to perform signs, miracles, and wonders, even calling fire down from heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate thing is in that text that the Antichrist will require a mark. It's called the mark of the beast. Some refer to it based on verse 17 and 18 of Revelation 13. It'll be the 666, the total utopian sense of global governance with a humanistic system. That's what's before us, ladies and gentlemen. But for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be excited in the realization and the recognition that God is still on the throne, that God is still in control, and the Antichrist, the lawless one, will step on the scene after the rapture of the church. Listen carefully. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you won't be here. I won't be here. It will not be as the old 8-track video series Left Behind, where you'll be left behind and realize you're wrong and then be able to pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart. Listen carefully. According to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 and following, 7 and following, be an impossibility. If you've believed a lie, God's going to send you a delusion and allow you to keep on believing a lie. You can't say, well, I'm going to wait until the rapture of the church takes place, and if that stuff that they've been preaching and teaching those old-fashioned gospel churches, that you're going to wait and see if that's right, and then you'll make a decision for Christ. Be an impossibility. But, ladies and gentlemen, there will be millions that will be saved during the days of the tribulation. Most of those coming out of the background of Judaism that have never heard the gospel, or that the eyes have been closed, darkened, and the scales will be removed, and they will recognize, and according to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 9 and following, they will cry out to Yeshua Messiah, invite Christ to come into the heart and be saved. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, as the old cliche goes. But the rapture of the church, ladies and gentlemen, the after the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will literally step on the scene and will rule the whole world with an iron fist. Total submission will be required. Every human being on earth in that day will be required to take the mark called the 666 in their hand or their head. There will be no escaping. There'll be no hiding. There'll be no buying, selling, or trading. Can't open your business. We're setting the stage today, ladies and gentlemen, with the lockdown, with the COVID-19 crisis and fear, and the panic and the hysteria. We're setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, for the human beings on the face of the earth after the rapture of the church to be in total submission and 100% subjection to the Antichrist that will rule and reign for 7 years. That's the days of the tribulation. We're setting the stage for the acceptance of government and not God, for the bowing to Caesar and not to Christ. We're setting the stage today for that, because in the days of the tribulation, and listen, I won't be here. If you're saved, you won't be here. But there'll be no hiding, no buying, no selling, no opening the business without the mark. And I fully believe today, ladies and gentlemen, this will be fulfilled just as God has shown us in His Word. The utopian goal of the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party will ultimately be in full place. Hear me. It's not there yet. But listen to me. We're on the fast track for it. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the players being put on the platform. We're watching the indications of where it is going after the rapture of the church. After the church is suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world, it will be in full open view, with a 100% total global governance by a dictator leader called the Antichrist. Someone asked recently, do you believe the Antichrist is in the world today? Absolutely, unequivocally, he's on the scene today. Does he know he's the Antichrist? No. Does he realize that's the power that he'll ultimately have? No. But God will use that, the demonically controlled, and by the way, the Bible says that his power is given him by Satan. Not by God, but by Satan. That shows the power of Satan. But it's only by God allowing it to take place. And we know that because God has given us his eschatological prophetic text so that we'll know where this whole world is going. So, ladies and gentlemen, the utopian goal of a socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party will ultimately come about. I believe the Biden administration will be the very one to put the final pieces of the puzzle in place for the future Antichrist to control this whole world. Yes, I do. I believe that Joe Biden is the puppet president, the Trojan horse that will bring about. Now, it may not be. Listen carefully. I've said many, many times in the past several months, Joe Biden is the Trojan horse. Joe Biden has stolen the election. Someone has a picture of a note that was said to be put in Joe Biden's desk drawer by the outgoing president, President Trump. And the little note supposedly said, Joe, you know I won. Signed, Donald J. Trump. Now, whether that was a factual statement or not, whether that was the actual note or not, I don't know. But that's exactly what it was. Joe Biden and his crew, his team, in fact, it was Joe Biden that said in one of his very few speeches that the Democrats had set in place the greatest fraud for the election, to win the election, in history. I believe, as I've said before, when he got home, Jill, his wife, said, Joe, you're not supposed to tell people that. That's our secret. And I believe that's exactly what happened. But it didn't take God by surprise. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, this Biden administration will be Biden for maybe 6 months at the most. I believe they'll remove him. They, the Democratic Party, will remove him because of a lack of cognitive skills or as a result of major health problems that will onset or because of something taking place. There will be a tragic demise of Biden. But Kamala Harris will be placed in the president's seat. By the way, Mike Huckabee is encouraging the impeachment of Kamala Harris because she's not a natural-born citizen. She's a Canadian-born person. She does not qualify to be the president of the United States. But if she takes that seat as a result of Biden being put out of commission or out of office or being removed in some fashion, it will be Kamala Harris, and then others will probably follow. We don't know that. But the point that I'm making, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we see taking place on the fast track today. I believe the puzzle is being put in place. I believe the future Antichrist to be in control of the world. So the question is, just what do we do today? Just what do we do as a result of what we're seeing? What we're seeing today is the foreshadowing of the days of the tribulation, where the global governance under the Antichrist will be put in total authority and total place. We're on the fast track, setting the stage, getting society ready. And part of that is, we'll talk about it just for a moment, then we'll take our first caller. Part of that is setting the stage in the prophetic sense of the ultimate prophetic text taking place, that through COVID plandemic, yes, it was planned. Yes, may I simply openly say, it is a plandemic. And I believe that the pathogen was developed in the Wuhan, China laboratories, started out in the North Carolina University in the laboratory. $3.7 million then was paid to China for them to take over the operation. I believe it was planned. I believe it was a pathogen that was developed. I believe that it was released on the world by China. And I believe it could have been by accident or could have been on purpose. But I believe that it was absolutely a pathogen designed, developed in the laboratory. And as a result of that, I call it a plandemic. And we've gotten all of society late today living in total fear, hysteria, without submitting to government. There will be no hope or help. And that's where we are today. We've been locked down for over a year. Billions have been lost. Thousands of lives have been taken as a result of suicide, as a result of depression. But I'm saying all of this because we're getting to the point, ladies and gentlemen, of where the final thing will be put in place, and that will be the cryptocurrency. That will be the electronic coinage, that you won't have a dime in your pocket. There won't be a greenback in your wallet, and it will be total control by the government. I believe we have Bob on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, the Bible talks about this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. Do you have any thoughts on when this generation started and how long a generation is?
Well, there are many people have said a generation is 40 years. Some have said 60 years. Some have said 70. There's been all kind of mathematical, how would you say, theological academic geniuses that have tried to calculate it. There's not a certain definitive answer for that. Some have said the generation would be approximately 7 years. That would have been just back in 2018 when Israel was 70 years old from the time that Israel was formed as a nation. Some have claimed that would be the particular point. When the Lord Jesus said that, this generation, and it depends on whether he was talking to that particular group of people or this generation, speaking of what we're seeing today as the generation. Only God knows the factual definitive answer to that, but we are in the last of the last days. We know that by the prophetic hand of God and what we see taking place.
Yeah, how long have you been waiting, Pastor?
Less than 100 years.
By the way, I read today that Bitcoin just lost a lot of money. It's worth.
It's taken a major tumble, and I'm fascinated by that because I'll talk about that in detail in this broadcast today. But, you know, in the stimulus bill, $1.9 trillion stimulus bill that Nancy Pelosi has on the table, and it goes back and revisits some of the fundamental things that she had in the bill last year, and it's being brought back up. Part of the stimulus program with the $1.9 trillion in it, of course, I don't believe they'll pass $1.9 trillion. I believe it would be closer to $1 trillion, but nevertheless, that's still more than I can count. But within that bill happens to be the introduction of cryptocurrency for the federal government, for the Federal Reserve. That's something has been, that's something has not been talked about, has not been discussed, has not been on the news, has not been publicly divulged, but it is in that bill. You can, I would say Google it, but don't Google it. Go on your online and search it, and you'll find that that is in the bill. We'll touch on that in this broadcast today. But we are watching that as part of the puzzle being put in place. You see, the Bitcoin that's been out now for several years, they're finding that it is literally vacuuming the monetary strength out of the system. China has been on the cryptocurrency now, started introducing it in 2014. And since the early part of last year, 2020, they've been full-fledged on the cryptocurrency. And it is hammering, demolishing the U.S. dollar on the international basis. In fact, China, along with about eight other nations, have switched from the U.S. dollar for the international trade to the cryptocurrency based on what they call the gold-slash-petro currency, and it's the Yuan, I think it's called the yuan, the E-1, that's E-currency, E-1 is what they're calling it today in China. And I believe that's the very thing that's causing Bitcoin, the bit currency, to take a plummet, is because we're about to watch that go into full effect in the United States of America.
You know, Pastor, people also have to remember that the mark of the beast is until the middle of the tribulation period, which is 3.5 years. That is a long time.
I don't know, Bob, you may be right, but as I understand the scripture, it will be immediately upon the Antichrist stepping on the scene that he's going to demand full summation, full authority over them, and they will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. Now, it intensifies. You have what's called the tribulation, and then the great tribulation, 3.5 and 3.5. It's at the halfway point of the tribulation, according to Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 through 27, that the Antichrist will break the covenant, the seven-year peace treaty, and try to destroy the Jewish people. But prior to that even, there will be the requirement to accept the mark of the beast. And by the way, my position is that the mark will not be something where they'll go out, handcuff you, drag you, chain you to the wall, and force you to take the mark. I believe that it will be gladly, gleefully accepted. We're seeing a precursor to the hundreds of cars lining up, waiting to get their vaccination, waiting to get their COVID test, gleefully, gladly wanting to do so because the government says to do so. I believe that's exactly what we'll see during the days of the tribulation, because everybody wants to identify with what's the end thing to do, want to identify with the man that has the renown and the prestige and the power and the position of recognition. And everybody in the days of the tribulation will look at it as being, wow, this gives me the opportunity to buy, sell, or trade. This gives me the blank check. This gives me the recognition of the one that's in authority. This makes Joe Biden look at me. This makes Joe Biden look at me with gleeful thoughts and not a sense of demeaning me. So I believe it will be gleefully, gladly accepted as a indication of identification with the man on top, the one that's in charge. That's just my position.
Is it sort of like in the Bible, with Babylon, with the giant, what is it? You know what I'm talking about, when they worship the image of...
You're talking about Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 30. You had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that refused to bow. As a result of that, they were challenged by the king, and they refused to bend. But because they didn't bow, they didn't bend, they didn't burn. And so I think that's the position
that every Christian should take today. That was mandatory, though. They had to bow.
Yes.
So it's a little different than I guess.
In fact, in the third chapter, when you look at that taking place, about verse 17, 18, the king said, "Do you think your God's going to be able to deliver you?" They said, "We believe that he can, but if he doesn't, that's all right, king. We're still willing to refuse to accept your mark." All right, if you put it in the vernacular of the text, refuse to bend. Bob, thank you so much for calling. We've got a hard break at the top of the hour for our news. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.